There is a question that has boggled the minds of philosophers for hundreds of centuries. Down through the staircase of time comes the question, how can sinful man stand before a holy and righteous God? Man has looked at himself in his sinfulness and at God in his holiness and has despaired of ever being ready to stand before God. It reminds us of the prayer of the publican of the New Testament, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Is there a way for sinners to be made righteous? Is there a way for a man to be prepared to meet God? The problem is compounded by the statement of Jesus, for I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Does man have an answer to that problem? No, but God does. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, is righteousness attainable? The Scriptures give an answer to that question, and the answer is a resounding yes. The Apostle Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In that passage, the Apostle Paul uses the word justified, which is a legal term. It simply means the legal act of God, by which he dramatically declares the sinner righteous based on the perfect righteousness of Christ. God declares me righteous based upon my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I am now a partaker of his righteousness because God declares it so. In another passage, the Apostle Paul explains how it all came about. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin, that we who have no righteousness may be made righteous. Because of his great love, the Lord Jesus took upon himself the sins of the whole world. Just try to imagine what it must have been like for the spotless Lamb of God, who had known the beauty and purity of heaven, to suddenly have his righteous soul polluted with all the sin of all time, all the moral rottenness and filth of Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon and Egypt and Paris and Rio and Tokyo and Los Angeles and New York suddenly saturate his soul. His cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Gives us a glimpse of the horror of that moment. The Apostle Peter said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Because of the great sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, you and I are made righteous by his righteousness. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ, so that when God looks on us, he sees us in the righteousness of his Son. No wonder the philosophers have been stumped. The answer is not a man-made scheme, and to be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The psalmist says, thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. The prophet Jeremiah said, he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. May God bless you as you experience his righteousness.